Mariana, good morning.
Good morning to everyone.
Thanks so much for joining us. Now, just as a first question, so it seems that the digital population has a reliance on technology, particularly the smartphones, in terms of travelling. How has this changed how we travel?
I think there are many fundamental changes in terms of how we perceive the way we travel and whether we travel. I will start, I would say, with the most basic issues. Everybody has realized that traveling requires a lot of information shares. People need to make sure where they're going, where they're staying, making sure that the quality of infrastructure and hotels is good. So the mobile phones and all the different websites that somebody can access through that provides a very good and reliable source of information that somebody can access. And actually information not provided by the suppliers, but by the customers themselves. So it doesn't matter what an hotel says, you know, and how good they clean the hotel and post the photo. It more matters how a tourist has used an hotel and shared the photo of himself being in an hotel room. Mm. So people nowadays, they have a huge amount of information to assess and decide where they're going. But on the other hand, this type of information actually created and shared by users has also created this culture of me tourism, which basically means that, yes, we are influenced by what comments and what photos people are sharing online in terms of deciding where to go and why to go. But this influences, again, our behavior when we are at the destination. Many people, they're not only getting suggestions in terms of where to go, but they're becoming jealous in the sense that they also want to travel to this place to experience similar emotions or activities that other people have shared online. Not because they want to go there to experience the place, only because they've seen this photo and they want to go there, take a similar selfie, post it online, get a lot of likes, and increase their self-esteem and self-ego. Mm-hmm. So by saying this, basically technology has changed the whole mentality or the basic assumption why people travel. Mm. Or at least some people travel. Yeah, mm. I'm not assuming that everybody's like this. Nowadays we see that there is an increasing amount of people that they do not really care, in inverted commas, where they're traveling. They just care of selecting a place that it's going to be attractive on social media, going there, taking a selfie, not being interesting with interacting with the locals, learning about the local culture. They're just interesting to take the selfie or the photo, put it online and get the social returns. Mm.
Now, if you've just tuned into The Daily, we're having a chat with Professor Mariana Segala, Director of the Centre for Tourism and Leisure Management at the University of South Australia, about how technology has changed the way we travel. Mariana, you just talked about kind of, you know, people using a selfie that they've seen as kind of the basis for the reason that they're travelling. So is this what selfie tourism is? Is that how you would define it?
Well, this is one, I would say, characteristic factor in terms of who are the selfie tourists. Another characteristic, I would say, it relates to how people get satisfaction out of their trip or of their holidays. And this heavily, again, depends on the motivation why you travel. So if you do travel because you want to switch off and get away from daily routines, of course, then your satisfaction depends on how peaceful you were and how you just escape from the daily reality. Mm. If your motivation was to go and learn new cultures and meet new people, again, your satisfaction will be based on that. Now, for selfie tourists, because the major motivation is, as I said, to travel to a destination to show off and to get some social return by likes and comments, of course, their satisfaction will heavily depend on how attractive their content was on social media. So it doesn't really matter how good or bad the experience is at the destination. Everything will heavily depend on their self-impression or their self-promotion social media. And this creates, I would say, a lot of troubles for destination managers or even tourism firms, because it doesn't matter how good or bad they're doing. whether a restaurant meal is good or whether a destination is clean. Irrespective of that, if somebody is at the restaurant or at the destination and they don't get the social returns, they wouldn't like it. They will still be dissatisfied. And they will still probably disseminate bad comments about the firm or the destination. So this, I would say, it's another characteristics of the consumer behavior for this type of selfie tourist. And another characteristic, somebody might say, is how do we actually experience or immerse the places where we are? Because selfie tourists, unfortunately, they don't have time or they're not interested to immerse into the place where they are. Basically, they might spend more time viewing a place or a museum or a landscape through their cameras rather than seeing it in real life. They wouldn't spend time to talk with locals or to spend time with their family or their travel companions. I guess many people have been to restaurants whereby everybody's sitting having a coffee, and instead of people chatting with each other, they're using their mobile phone. So what's the purpose of being there? You know? Or what is the purpose of going out with these people if you're not talking to each other?
And just on that, I guess, how has the influencer market kind of developed the idea of me tourism and selfie tourism? Like, how has that contributed to it? So the influencer market in terms of, you know, we have these Instagram kind of stars, so the Instagram influencers who are posting pictures of where they've been, but they've been paid to post that selfie. And so how has that kind of impacted the tourism industry?
Well, I would say there is a huge impact. I mean, all the tourism firms, they know how the game is played. They're investing a lot of money on social media marketing, particularly in what is called influencer marketing, which basically means they identify opinion leaders online, which they could be journalists, bloggers, even common citizens, but they have a huge social network, and whatever they post online, they pay them either monetary or by freebies, you know, free hotel stays, free meals, with the expectation that these people will share good content online to influence people's decision-making. The marketing budgets being spent on this type of influencer marketing is increasing, incredible. Data show that, for example, on Instagram, which is one popular platform, more than 80% of the content is actually paid in inverted commas or sponsored content by these kind of opinion makers or influencers online. We have also seen example of tourism firms whereby they basically set up their service cape or infrastructure to make it ready for people to take a selfie or a picture. They put frames, they put signals with hashtags inviting people to take a photo and share it online. In Paris, they have been tour operators whereby they were selling luxury limousine services to bring people around Paris so they can take pictures, and with free Wi-Fi in the limousine, they could immediately post it online. I would say this hashtag MeTourism has created a totally new market segment that is created by a pull and a push approach. A pull approach from the point of view that people like it. I mean, who doesn't like it to increase his self-ego and image or identity online, you know? And the more you are doing things about this, the more addicted you become to that.
Indeed.
But at the same time, the same type of tourism, it's being pushed by the industry because the industry has realized the monetary benefits that they can get out of it.
Well, Mariana, thank you so much for joining us on the show and kind of giving your insight into the selfie tourism industry. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.